with Ted Wyman, Post Media.
Hi, Paul. It seems like in games 1 and 3, it was pretty even at 5-on-5, and the real difference has been on special teams. Can you sort of put a finger on where things are going wrong there?
Yeah, I mean, it's the PK is where we're struggling. I mean, that didn't feel it necessarily in the first game, but we're about a foot off where we need to be. One draw that we don't clear, but one draw that we can't clear, and then you know, we just get beat back to the net. But it's not just, I'm not looking at Nathan Beaulieu for that. We're trying to be aggressive, but we're not at that right pace. Same kind of thing on the face-off play. We lose it. You know, we're cycling over, and we're a half step from where we need to be on our penalty kill. And that's been I didn't feel that was true yesterday, but it was certainly true today.
And the Flames have scored a lot of their goals in the second period, I think 8 of them. Do you feel like that your team has been having some lapses that are, you know, making it really difficult for yourself?
I mean, tonight, yeah. I mean, today in the second period, because it was a couple of 5-on-5 problems that we had that we normally don't have. But I don't think it's a second period thing. I don't think it's the second period. They are, as you know, a good comeback team, kind of a good second period hockey team. But when you look goals for and against for us, pretty even for that. But not in the series in terms of what kind of hockey they play.
Thank you.
Our next questions come from Mike McIntyre of the Winnipeg Free Press.
Hi, Paul. We're used to seeing, obviously, exceptional goaltending from Connor Hellebuyck. He's raised the bar extremely high for himself. So maybe when he doesn't, you know, completely stand out, it's almost more noticeable. But how would you assess his play? Obviously, that second goal today was a bit of a mix-up.
I think that he made the saves on their best chances. Early in the game, there were two or three really good saves. And then the ones that beat him tonight are the kind of ones I'm sure he's going to want all of them. You know, I mean, that it's not a miscommunication on the play behind the net. It's just a puck that we never actually handled, right? It never got it under control. And because we didn't have control, we end up in a bad spot back there. And that's kind of what's happened in our back end. But for Connor, he's going to want all of them. Probably say he should have had the empty net goal too. That's the way he is. But he made saves early in that game. It just wasn't their best offense that beat him.
The hits keep coming on the injury front. Obviously, Tucker takes that puck to the face. That looked pretty gruesome, and he was back for the third. I don't know what you can tell us about what he went through just to get back in the game, and then Matthew in that hit.
Yeah, I don't have much for you on Matty Perreault because we won't know till tomorrow. Tucker was really lucky that he didn't lose any teeth. So he's just got some sutures there. He's got a giant size 5 golf balls. I mean, he's got a huge welt on the side of his face. But I mean, that's a, you know, it's a great thing for your hockey team when he walks back into the locker room. And we were all concerned, really concerned after that. He took that puck. Now he's really kind of becoming a man in the room. You know, he's becoming an NHL veteran. When you do things like that, come back and play hard in the third. Like, you know, he competed. We're lucky to have him.
And sorry, just on the pro, did you feel that could have been a penalty, or is he in a position that he can be hit there in your ass?
So that one's a tough one for me. I mean, yeah, you're looking for a call, but I'm not. Those are fast plays. And I don't, I mean, his head doesn't get hit. So you got to be more, for me, you got to be more lenient, whether you're going to, I'm not going to complain about it, but let's say that I like the hitting in the game. Those cutbacks and all the things that happen on the boards happen fast. If it was his head that got it, yeah, I'd have been hanging over the board screaming, but I'm not going to complain.
Thanks, Paul.
Our next questions come from Ken Weeb of Sportsnet.
Paul, obviously the effort's been there, and Andrew Kopp has done a great job since moving into that slot. But what's going to take to get Kyle and Blake going a little bit more offensively, especially on the goal-scoring front?
Well, they just need each other, right? I mean, they each bring something unique. Andrew's done a marvelous job in there, and he's showing some hands now that we've kind of seen develop over time. But there's a certain amount of quickness. I think that they can do more in the offensive zone. And I'm going to expect them both to be really, really good next game.
You talked about the theme of adversity. How does that prepare you for facing the first game on the brink of elimination?
Yeah, well, you know what? We're not coming to the rink for game four with a feeling that we've let something slip away. You know, from the first 5 minutes of that game, we've been fighting and trying. I mean, it hasn't been easy for us. We're not moving the puck where we'd like to, for sure. But I mean, if there's one thing I got confidence in, is I think the compete's going to be as good as we've got. What they'll leave on the ice in game four will be all they have.
Thank you.
Okay, we're going to take it to Zoom. A reminder to use the raise your hand feature and limit it to one question for Paul. We'll start with Sarah Orleski, TSN.
Paul, you answered it a bit with Ken's question, but is there something particular that the Flames seem to be doing with Kyle Connor to maybe limit some of the effectiveness that we've seen and production that we've seen throughout the regular season?
Yeah, I mean, they're playing him hard, but Kyle gets that matchup every night, you know, so he's used to it. I think that Kyle's is, and rhythm isn't the right word, but there's a certain pace that he has to play at. And then when he does, his speed just pushes people back and it scares the hell out of teams. And he's not there yet. He hasn't gotten to that pace where he gets into a hole in the middle and drives forward with it. We're starting. I felt there was a glimpses of it last game. Didn't see it much in the first game. I thought it got a little bit better in game two, and there were pieces of it tonight. So he's still learning how to drive. And, you know, those guys that play at that level, that really kind of high-end skill level, they're operating sometimes on nuance, right? The little tells of body position. You know, the play right at the end of the second period where he drops it and cuts through, he's open and in alone. So, you know, there's an adjustment for him when you lose your centerman. He's played an awful lot of time with Mark, and I think he's still making that adjustment.
We'll do two more for Coach Maurice. Brian Munns, TSN 1290.
Paul, is it almost deja vu now after this game compared to game one where you lost some players and special teams didn't go according to plan? It kind of happens again. Can you build on the way you won from 3-4?
Yeah, there's going to be enough in that. There's enough identifiable issues, things that happened tonight. The big one is you're giving up three on your PK. You're not winning those games, right? I mean, there would not be a lot of teams that give up three and win the hockey game. So that's priority one. A couple other areas that we got to get better at, and then we got to get rested, got to get mentally fresh, and we got to get recovered, and we got to get back to feeling excited about a hockey game.
Our last question comes from Marat Atesh.
Hi, Paul. I'm thinking all the way back to the Vegas series, the giveaway behind the net tonight. Of course, we only remember the ones that go wrong. Is there a concern about Connor Hellebuck's puck handling behind the net?
We work on that every day. So the answer is going to be no. In terms of the individual, it's just a 2- and 3-man show back there. It's just not the goalie. So we're not looking for Connor to fire that thing up the pipe. There's lots of guys who can do that who aren't actually very good puck. They can handle the puck, but they don't make a lot of great decisions with it. We're looking for simplicity back there. So much of that is rhythm. You know, it's part of, that would be part of our practices on a regular basis. It came off the wall into a spot on it where he couldn't get a handle it. And then because of that, Neil's there, but we don't have control of the puck and it goes south from there. So I don't need Connor Hellebuck to drive our blue line. You know, he's fine just as he is.
Thank you, Coach. That concludes Winnipeg Jets Media Vale.
The coach's comments brought to you by Alter Ego Sports. Cycling is a fantastic way to explore the great outdoors.